Hi, I am Terezia Válóci. Thank you for registered to this free audio series. In this program, I will share with you an awesome money manifesting technique called Words of Abundance. In this short program, I will show how to change your negative beliefs and low vibrational words to high vibrational words which attract all dreams that you would like to manifest in your life. What does abundance really mean? What factors determine it? The circumstances of the outer world or the world deep inside us? Archangel Raziel say, abundance comes from within. What you experience when spring awakens the soul, you can experience in the outer world, because what is inside is manifested outside. In other words, you are only able to create things around you in physical reality that are connected to your mind and heart. The creation of angelic abundance begins with words and a vision. The words and vision are closely related, as evidenced in various scientific experiments, such as the research by Jules Davidoff, conducted with a Namibian tribe in the Himba. The Himbas are many words to the green, but not the blue. They are not see the blue. What follows is that you cannot tell what you cannot see. The angels say there is the abundance of natural conditions, which is manifested by God or the spirit. The magnificent natural state of insecurity is in unison with the flow of breathing together and our ability to create life well-being in all areas, live happily, joyously, safely, which of course also includes paying our bills. Most people have different definitions of abundance, so everyone can experience it differently. Many people have many words about the deficit in their vocabulary, which is the opposite of the abundance. Thanks to the law of attraction, to which our attention is directed, it is supplied with energy, and that which is fed will start to grow. If the vocabulary is filled with words that suggest deficit, that's words, feelings and thought stored in our subconscious mind, and we'll catch sight of our eyes everywhere. However, if we use words of abundance, we will find ourselves facing continuous blessings. Last year, the Archangel Raziel helped me experience the vibration of words. Each word has a certain vibration frequency, which is what we perceived. These vibrations transmit a message to the universe, angels, God, that send signals to which the universe is here to answer. The universe is not an exception. It doesn't change the rule by which the outside is inside. Close your eyes for a moment. Take a deep breath and think of the word deficit. Observe your thoughts and feelings. What and where appears in your body? Now recall the word abundance. Taste it and experience its vibration. What a rose is feeling in you? At what point do you feel your body to manifest? What thoughts appear in your mind? When I first applied this short but highly effective test of word method, I felt like the word by a shaking in my stomach. I was limited. The turn was the feeling of abundance. I was free. My wings unfolded and I was able to reach anywhere in the world. Blessings surrounded me. Please take a notebook and call it My Insights of Abundance. You can track your progress, monitor your thoughts, and this can formulate all those things that you wish to achieve in your life, or you can deal with the opportunities that come into your life. What words can you use regularly in your life? Write the words that you use most often in your daily life. What vibrations do these words emit into the universe? Now, you have the chance to change the words that not causes good feelings you. It's easy. Just write the opposite or make a new positive phrase. With the opportunity for change comes learning progress. Find new positively sounding words and use them into your communication. Energy creates vibration. This is the key to the creation of all things. When you set your vibration level to the level of your dream and desire, you will establish an invisible relationship, a magnetic force between them. You will get everything you need to reach your goal, be it an opportunity, relationship, or money. If you have mastered your desire for the wonderful energy, the love of attraction is activated. It is all about attracting you, which is the same as your current vibration. Archangel Raziel said, "Start from the goal. Choose a dream, an idea. Focus on it. Look at its greatness. Examine what level of energy you perceive around it. Notice how you feel. Imagine that this has already happened and listen to your feelings. Imagine what happiness you would feel if it were yours. How can you describe the feelings you have experienced in your imagination? What is the frequency of its implementation? This frequency, this vibration, this energy level must reach your daily activities, visualization, because vibration can create a magical and strong connection between you and your dreams. This vibration is the vibration of conscious creations. It is easiest to achieve the vibration of conscious creators if you increase the frequency of your words. The vibration of surround your body is embedded in your aura and shapes creative energies in the universe. When you change the vibration of your words, you can experience immediate change in the world around you. Everything that was and will only one vibration on one radiant energy level. What can you do to make your dream come true? Look for words and phrases with high vibrations, which are identical to the vibration of your dream. If you don't know what does the word are, get off the end. See the end goal and write your lofty feelings and thoughts which you feel and think at the moment of implementation. Collect and use them during the days of your communication. Use them when writing a gratitude journal or start writing a memo log. Use words as often as you can. Use the NLP anchoring technique to capture your wonderful memories with one hand. The words are vibrations. They have a special energy, and this energy is all that matters, with acquired energy, vibration level, frequency to attract you. The words, thoughts, feelings are magnets which you can consciously use to realize your dreams. Archangel Raziel said, "You often say that the law of attraction doesn't work. You complain that you don't get what you want. This is not the case. You get it exactly as you desire in every case, every time. When you complain that your spouse is lazy, there is little money, the child doesn't learn well, you are facing similar situations. Because the radiated thoughts, energy, is in every case. Without the only thing that come attracted to your life with which the vibration is equal. Anyone can master to the conscience use of words. If you are a law of attraction practitioner or just getting acquainted with the miraculous process of manifestation, this summary program is beneficial for applying to change in life, be it about restoring health, improving relationship, increases the sales of product, or making dreams come true. You can use this simple 3 steps technique at any time with great results. If you are persistent and consistent with this technique, you will experience a complete change over the next 6 weeks. As you become more and more acquainted with the secrets of the vibration of words, your dreams will get fulfilled more quickly and change will appear sooner. The steps of the method are extremely simple. First, discover your goal. Second, find the words with high vibrations which are energetically the same as yours. Third, integrate those words into your daily communication and start the flow of attraction. Let me tell you my story. One of my biggest dreams was to go to London and present a workshop of manifestation with Archangel Raziel in English, but my biggest fear was my level of oral communication in English. 12 days before departure, fearful thoughts appeared in my mind. What if I get a block? What if I cannot express myself? What if I forget the words? My pronunciation is terrible, my accent. Come on, this is not gonna happen, I think. Then Archangel Raziel drew my attention to the fact that I wasn't talking to myself the right way. Instead of focusing on London's potential, what my benefits were, that I did speak English, I was talking fear to myself, my words were not based on love, but the fear. The energy pattern of thoughts of fear is confusing. The radiated energy is low and extremely negative. It doesn't put the real abundance of life in the center, but feelings of shortage. All the radiated energy attracts you, which fits perfectly with your energy. For positive and high vibration, I should stick to the greatness of London. It is self-talk that will strengthen you and remind you how wonderful you are and what miracles are waiting for you. He told me step by step what to do, radically change that beliefs which showed the crimson patterns in my lower chakras. After 2 days, I experienced a change. I noticed that fear was full of excitement filled with love. It became a curious thrill. London is my city of abundance. London is the realm of miracles for me. London is my fulfilled desire. My dream to travel to London to hold a workshop was mixed with an unpleasant negative feeling, suggesting I wasn't good enough. So my specific goal was that despite all my fears, this journey and my workshop should be one of the most breathtaking and definitive experience of my life, which is an advantage in all areas. It would promote my English communication, self-esteem and intellectual development, plus the opportunity to share the practice of manifestation which I received from Archangel Raziel with others. Having said this, I imagined what my days in London would be like. In my thoughts, I played out the perfect schemes. I felt my dream come true, happiness and passion drawing me to London streets, and deep gratitude for being there. I felt deeply grateful that I had created this dream as a co-creator of the universe. I have been looking for words and phrases that energetically reflected the emotional levels triggered by thoughts triggered events. That's the second step. After you have imagined the first step in your really witty dream and felt that the events of your script made tremendous emotional reactions out in you, was to find the words with the same emotional vibrations. After searching for words and phrases for my dream of London, to fear broke away. I started to use them. I made simple affirmations and communicated them to my family in self-talk. In fact, I wrote a blog about it with the title, I Am Ready. In summary, explain your request to the universe as clearly as you can. Imagine that it has already happened and the majestic and magical feelings that will awaken you. Find words and phrases similar to your feelings of energy. create affirmations with them, or use them in meditation and daily communication. How do you recognize the vibration of words? Have you heard about the experiment that has proved that what we have no word for our eyes do not perceive? As a starting point, you can make things that you want to appear around you. Change the frequency of your words. Switch from low vibration to higher vibration, from negative to positive. Raise the vibration of your words to level where they can merge with your goals. You complain about your unfilled needs and have for so long lived with thoughts of shortage that you don't realize all the abundance around you. An extraordinary dictionary has been developed to express the deficit, but in this dictionary, there was very little room for words of abundance. But if it is the wealth of more money that you want to create, or more opportunities in your life that you want to attract, you should use words of greatness.